For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. Good morning to everyone out there at the sound of my voice. I was able to talk with quite a few of you over the weekend, and a recurring question keeps coming up, a recurring theme, and so as a result, I'm going to teach all week a teaching I did many years ago, but it's fresh today for any one of us. I find I review it, but I've called it God Always Has a Plan. Because after talking to so many of you, and especially our young people, I've heard over and over, well, what if this happens, or what about that, and how will I know, and just all these solid questions on God's plans for our lives. And I find that if we can get some good foundational truths from the Bible under our belts, it will so relieve some of that urgency or concern that I sense out of our younger people as they've asked me some of these questions. So I'm going to spend all week on this teaching called God Always Has a Plan. And look, in the meantime, we're registering now for 3 Monday nights in September, videotaping the teachings as I teach the book of Ephesians free, but you must register at the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. I'm very excited about this. First 3 chapters, the doctrines. Oh my gosh, who we are in God, our beautiful inheritance he has provided. And then the last 3 chapters, we got to live that stuff out while we're on the earth. Amen? So you get excited and join us for the book of Ephesians coming September 9, 1623. I'll be at Victory Fellowship Church using their sanctuary. Those are 3 Monday nights. All right, God always has a plan. Listen to Revelation 13:8. All who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Since the foundation of the world, my brethren, God's had a plan. What was the plan? To redeem mankind. God always has a plan. The definition of plan: any detailed scheme, program, or method worked out beforehand for the accomplishment of an object. It's a detailed program, a detailed scheme, a method already planned out. That's the definition of the word plan. I love when I use the word providence. That's God's plan. Break that down. Pro, P-R-O, means he's gone before. Vidence is Latin. Videntia means to see. God has gone before us because he has seen his vision for our lives. He always has a plan. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it is. God's got a plan. Number 1, your plan will begin with God. You didn't create yourself. You can't tell yourself what you were created for. Only the Creator, who has the owner's manual, can reveal his purpose to you. I'm going to pick it up tomorrow. Thank you for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.